Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Stenhouse. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Easler moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Salas for a passed ball. Easler moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field. Puckett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Puckett. Easler scores. Sullivan scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stenhouse hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Stenhouse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Bush moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-2 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stenhouse moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley juggles the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Stenhouse moves to third. Salas moves to second. Ron Washington pinch runs for Mark Salas. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. Teufel is called out on strikes. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. Stenhouse scores. Washington moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Tim Laudner now catching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stenhouse hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Greg Gagne pinch runs for Tim Laudner. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-4 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.